The first aid shipment since the attack on the United States left for Afghanistan on Saturday. The misery of the Afghan refugees is being acknowledged the world over. The United Nations has appealed donor countries for $485 million to help their cause. In fact, the first aid shipment since the attack on the United States, a convoy of 13 trucks carrying 200 tons of food, left Peshawar for Afghanistan today. The aid is mainly heading towards Northern Alliance held territories. A UNICEF representative says the convoy will need the goodwill of the Taliban to reach its destination. He says it will be a treacherous journey.
So UNICEF currently is negotiating with the Taliban to try to have, you know, a kind of security measures that would be provided by the Taliban so that we can go across the Afghanistan. And that may take days, you know, trekking for days up to the place where the IDPs between the displaced people are. At that border, then you have to put all these equipment and shipment onto donkeys, and we will need 4,000 donkeys to go through a path which is called the Lahori Pass, which is 4,000 meters high. So it is a snowy area, and we have a very short period of time to go there. So it's very important that we do it right now, because within a few weeks' time, it will not be possible.
All aid shipments to Afghanistan were halted and foreign aid workers withdrawn after September 11 attacks. But now aid agencies have stepped up appeals for help for Afghans. The war ravaged country's neighbors are fearing more than 1 million Afghans will try to flee if the United States launches its offensive on Afghanistan.